Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our Q1 investor call. Firstly, I'd like to thank you very much for joining us today. I have with me Dr. Volker Metz, the CFO of the company, and we'd like to present our performance figures and give some comments to the current market and performance situation. I'd like to hand over to Mr. Dr. Metz to lead us through the presentation. Thank you.
Good afternoon also, ladies and gentlemen, from my side. My name is Volker Metz, and I would like to welcome also you to our conference call. Let's start with the agenda for today on the third page. The agenda for today is to start with the highlights of the first quarter of 2018. We continue with Pro Group's financial performance and the summary and outlook on Pro Group's operations. After the Pro Group section, we have a short break to answer your questions on Pro Group's performance before we continue with a brief overview on JH Holding. On page four, we have the highlights of the first quarter of 2018. The general market conditions continued the favorable development. We saw another price increase of recycled containerboard of 30-40 euros per ton in February. This increase was passed on to our corrugated board customers towards the end of the first quarter and beginning of the second quarter. At the same time, the prices for recycled paper decreased by 20 euros per ton compared to the fourth quarter of 2017. In the first quarter of 2018, we continued our strong corrugated board sales volume growth, leading to a growth rate of 13.7% compared to the first quarter of 2017. The strong sales volume growth and the higher price levels led to an increase in sales of 26% in Q1 2018 versus the same period last year. Total sales amounted to 244 million euro in the first 3 months of 2018. We achieved a new all-time high EBITDA of almost 70 million in the first quarter of 2018. This represents an increase of 73% compared to the EBITDA of the first quarter of 2017. The first quarter EBITDA saw also continuing margin improvement compared to the previous quarters in 2017. The EBITDA margin increased to 28.6% in the first quarter of 2018 after 20.8% EBITDA margin in the first quarter of 2017 and 27.3% in the fourth quarter of 2017. We successfully completed our 450 million euro fixed-rate note offerings at the end of March. The new fixed-rate notes have a tenor of 8 years and a coupon of 3%. The net financial debt at the end of the first quarter of 2018 saw a slight increase to 439.4 million euro after 422.5 million at the end of 2017. This increase is mainly a result of an increase in working capital based on our growth in sales, as well as the reduction of our factoring and forfaiting volume. Despite the higher net financial debt, the net leverage decreased to 2.1 following the strong last 12 months EBITDA increase. This is the lowest net leverage since our market debut in 2015. Our corrugated board plant, PW10 in Čižice, continued its strong performance and reached a full capacity utilization only 1 year after the start of operation. Our newest corrugated board production site in Tresona, Italy, commenced trial production in early March and commenced commercial production in April. The further expansion project, PW12, is progressing according to the time schedule. We expect to commence trial production towards the end of the third quarter of 2018. On page 6, we have total containerboard sales volume amounting to 265,000 tons in the first quarter of 2018, which was on the same level as the first quarter of 2017. Compared to the fourth quarter of 2017, this represents a slight increase from 253,000 tons. The continuing good market environment was reflected in low stock levels of containerboard in the entire industry. It made it very difficult to purchase significant additional containerboard volumes in the market. As we further increased our corrugated board sales volume, we again increased the share of internal sales in the first quarter of 2018, leaving less volume for external sales. As a result, our integration level was further increased to a high numbers, 80% or 91% if you include the swap volume, after 79% or 89% in the fourth quarter of 2017, and 75% or 85% we saw in the same quarter last year. On page 7, you can see the strong corrugated board volume development. The sales volume of corrugated board was 13.7% higher in the first quarter of 2018 compared to the first quarter sales volume of 2017. This is an increase of 36,000 tons. Compared to the fourth quarter of 2017, we also had a strong increase of 40,000 tons. This increase is supported by the lower number of working days in December. The significant growth in the first quarter of 2018 was enabled through the additional capacity at our Browell site PW10 in Poland, but also through productivity gains and a higher capacity utilization at the other corrugated board production sites. On page 8, you can see the quarterly sales development. Sales showed a significant growth rate of 26% in the first quarter of 2018 compared to the first quarter of 2017. The increase is based on higher sales volume of corrugated board and higher price levels in containerboard and corrugated board. The first quarter sales of €244 million represents another new quarterly sales record. On page 9, you can see the sales bridge from the first quarter of 2017 to the first quarter of 2018. The corrugated board volume shows a positive effect of plus €21.7 million. This effect is based on an increase of 36,000 tons in corrugated board sales volume. The negative volume effect in containerboard sales of minus €5 million was driven by the higher internal containerboard demand, leaving less volume for external sales. The containerboard volume effect is a result of 14,000 tons lower external sales volume. The price effect includes approximately plus €28.2 million from €96 per ton higher corrugated board sales prices and plus €5.5 million from approximately €102 per ton higher containerboard sales prices. On page 10, we present the sales bridge from the fourth quarter of 2017 to the first quarter of 2018. The first quarter sales were significantly higher than the fourth quarter sales of 2017, with an increase of 15% or €32 million. The significantly higher corrugated board sales volume of 40,000 tons led to an effect of €27.5 million. The slightly higher external containerboard sales volume of plus 2,000 tons impacted sales by plus €0.6 million. These volume effects were supported by positive price effects. The price effect includes approximately €4.9 million from €70 per ton higher corrugated board prices and approximately €1.3 million from €24 per ton higher containerboard prices. The lower other sales are related to sales of electricity and income from the incineration of refuse-derived fuel in the first quarter. On page 11, we show the EBITDA and EBITDA margin development. The EBITDA of the first quarter of 2018 amounted to almost €70 million, after also very strong €57.8 million EBITDA in the fourth quarter of 2017. The strong increase in EBITDA is the result of the strong operating performance and favorable market price development. The EBITDA margin further increased to 28.6% in the first quarter of 2018. This level represents a new record high and was therefore slightly higher than the EBITDA margin, and was never significantly higher than the EBITDA margin in the first quarter of 2017 and the entire previous year. The several price increases we implemented since the second quarter of 2017 were supported by declining recycled paper prices and another price increase in recycled container board in February. On page 12, you can see the long-term EBITDA margin development on a quarterly basis. The EBITDA margin increased again in the first quarter of 2018 to 28.6%, a level that is therefore above the three-year average. We want to emphasize our long-term stable EBITDA margin development on a structurally elevated level. Our three-year average EBITDA margin level climbed to 22.8%, which is at the upper end of the industry range. The free cash flow development on page 13 shows a decrease in the first quarter of 2018. This decrease is related to an increase in working capital and increasing cash outflow for investing activities related to our growth projects. Compared to the first quarter of 2017, this free cash flow for the first quarter of 2018 is approximately 50 million euro higher. The higher free cash flow is primarily based on the stronger operating performance. On page 14, you can see the development of the net financial debt of Pro Group and net leverage of Pro Group and also JH Holding. The net financial debt figure increased by 16.9 million euro. This increase was driven by an increase in working capital and cash outflows for investing activities. After the emission of our new fixed rate notes at the end of March, we have cash in hand of more than 550 million euro and bonds outstanding of 945 million euro. Given this exceptionally high cash in hand amount, we minimized the sale of trade receivables under our forfaiting program, which led to an increase in working capital. The slightly higher net financial debt and a higher last 12 months EBITDA of almost 210 million euro led to a decrease of the net leverage to 2.1. The net leverage is therefore well below the level as at the end of the first quarter of 2017 on a new all-time low since the initial senior secured notes offering in 2015. As at 31st of March 2018, the net leverage of JH Holding was 0.4 points lower compared to the year-end 2017. With a net leverage of 2.4, JH Holding is now slightly below our long-term target range for net leverage of 2.5 to 3. On page 15, we show the quarterly development of the working capital. As at 31st of March 2018, the working capital was above the level of working capital in 2017. Working capital amounted to 142.7 million euro, which is 70% of last 12 months sales. The higher working capital is generally related to higher accounts receivables. This increase is fueled by a lower amount of sold trade receivables under our factoring for forfaiting program compared to 2017. Additionally, the sales price level in the first quarter of 2018 was well above the average price level in the last 12 months. This led to an increase of the working capital as a percentage of sales. For the summary and outlook, we continue on page 17. We saw strong operating performance in the first quarter of 2018 with significant growth of sales and EBITDA. In general, we expect further favorable market conditions in the second quarter of 2018. We expect a continuing strong demand for containerboard in the second quarter and still very narrow markets. The demand for our corrugated board products is also expected to remain strong in the second quarter of 2018. The price increase in recycled containerboard will be passed on to our corrugated board customers in the second quarter. The recycled paper prices are expected to remain on the current low level in the second quarter. For the rest of 2018, we see the risk of slightly increasing recycled paper price. In April, we had an extended but planned maintenance shutdown of our PM1 paper mill. This will slightly impact our second quarter results. In March, we commenced trial production at our newest corrugated board plant in Italy, PW11. Since April, the plant started with a commercial production. The ramp-up is progressing within our expectations. The new expansion project of our corrugated board business in the UK is progressing on schedule. On 26th of April 2018, we distributed dividends of €86.5 million to our shareholders. On JH Holding level, the proceeds from the dividend payment, together with cash in hand, will be used to fully redeem the outstanding TikTok notes on the 1st of June 2018. The full redemption of the 2015 fixed rate notes in an amount of €345 million was executed on the 2nd of May 2018. Our plan to build another paper mill in Germany is making progress. In May, we announced the location of the new PM3 in Sandersdorf-Brena near Bitterfeld in eastern Germany. We expect that the final decision on the project will be taken within the next 3 months. On page 19, we show a picture of our new project site in the UK. As you can see, we are making progress in the installation of our new production building. Before we continue with the presentation on JH Holding, are there any questions on the Pro Group's results and performance so far?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad now. If you do change your mind, please press star followed by two. And when preparing to ask your question, please ensure that your phone is unmuted locally. Our first question today comes from Bartek Paswa, calling from Schroders. Bartek, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Quick question. Could you give us more details on your new paper machine plans for that? You know, how much are you looking to spend? What sort of capacity are you looking to add? And timing of that as well, please.
Okay. The new paper machine has an expected capacity of 750,000 tons. This grade will be somewhere in the middle, say from a grammage between 80 to 130 grams per square meter, and is therefore in between our PM1 and PM2 paper machines. So all three paper mills together will build that so-called mill system, and each paper mill will be specialized in certain paper grades. The timing for our time plan for the ramp up and then the building of this project is to start up the machine in the third quarter 2020, and it takes normally a ramp up of approximately 3 years to come close to the capacity of the paper mill. The capex we currently expect for the project is about €375 million, but we are still working on a very detailed capex plan. So, but the current idea is to be roughly in this region.
Okay, and would that be fed by OCC or virgin pulp, or how? What about feedstock there?
It's only recycled fiber. So we feed it with OCC and mixed recycled paper, as we also do with the rest of our paper mills. But there are no virgin fiber for this paper machine.
Okay. And have you thought, or are you able to secure some sort of agreements for OCC supply for that? I know it's long term and it's some time away, but we're hearing about, at the moment, but in the past there were shortages of OCC and these things may change. So have you thought about that to secure your supply of OCC?
We are currently working with our suppliers to make also a plan for the secure supply of OCC for this new plant. And we also had a market study with a forecast for the OCC supply in Europe. And according to our own impression and also supported by this market study, we expect that the OCC supply will be there, and that we will be able to have enough OCC within the normal delivery range to run that mill.
Okay, and maybe a final question on that. Your CapEx 375 as it stands now, what sort of phasing are you looking to have for that? When did you start?
There will be the first payments already in 2018, depending at the end of the day when we finally sign the contracts with the paper machine supplier and whether they expect the initial payment right after the signature of the contract. So to keep it simple, we might expect say 10 to 15% of the total capex already in 2018, and the remaining 85 to 90% in 2019 and 2020, evenly split. There might be some payments or in 2021, but the majority will be paid in 2019 and 2020, and expect more or less the same amount in 2019 and 2020.
Okay, thank you very much.
Our next question comes from Elizabeth Stapleton, calling from PGIM. Elizabeth, please go ahead.
Oh, hi, two questions. Firstly, can you just update us on CapEx for this year? And then the second question would just be on working capital. Are you able to share what that factoring impact was in Q1, and how should we be thinking about working capital for the full year?
Yeah. I mean, on CapEx, besides the new expansion project, for the completion of the plant in Italy, the new plant in the UK, and our maintenance capex, you should expect for 2018 a number of, say, about 100 million euro. And in terms of working capital, the impact from the lower factoring for facing program was slightly below 10 million euro. As long as we have such a high amount of cash in hand as we still have at the moment, we don't see the need to further use this program extensively. Therefore, you should expect that the working capital as percentage of sales should be slightly above the figures we have seen last year. But there's also some technical effect because we now have had a very strong sales volume and also a high sales price in the first quarter of 2018, especially in March. And this is divided by the sales of 12 months, which already also included periods with lower sales price in 2017. So this should be mitigated if the price level remains on the current level. So this would rather lead to a slightly lower number in percentage of last 12 month sales.
Okay, thanks very much.
Our next question comes from Ash Heatwell, calling from Schenkman Capital. Ash, please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my questions. I have two. The first is on slide 7, you show the volumes for corrugated board. They increased 36 kilotons year over year. My question is just how much during the first quarter of 2018 was from your new PW10 plant or ramping PW10 plant in Poland, just to have an idea on the underlying performance of the other 9 plants. And then my second question is just regarding the maintenance shutdowns that you mentioned for the second quarter of around 10 days. Could you share with us the quantum of expense related to said shutdowns, just to give us an idea for framing expectations? And furthermore, just refresh us for 2017. Did you have the same maintenance shutdown during the second quarter period? Thank you.
Yes. The impact of the PW10 in growth quarter one 2018 versus first quarter 2017 from the Chinesa plant was 23,000 tons. So this significant amount of the 36,000 tons comes from this new plant. And the impact of the PM1 maintenance shutdown in the second quarter will be approximately 5 to 6 million euro. And as this was a shutdown which is not, which we don't undertake every year because it was a major component which was replaced after, say, 15 to 16 years of runtime. So this was not, there was no comparable shutdown in the second quarter last year.
That's helpful on the PM1. Maybe just a follow-up would be on your PM2 plant. Last year, can you refresh us? Did you have any maintenance shutdowns for your PM2, and which quarter that would have fallen into?
In 2017.
Correct. Thank you. Yes.
We had the. A longer shutdown, but this longer relates to, say, 3 to 4 days shutdown at our PM2 in the third quarter, 2017.
Okay, that's very helpful. I was just looking to clarify in that basically the second quarter of 2018 will have an incremental expense of 5 to 6 million versus that of the second quarter last year, and you've answered my question.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Our next question comes from Sol Casadio, calling from AMG. Sol, please go ahead.
Hi, this is Sol Casadio from AMG. Thanks for taking my question and congrats for the good numbers. I have a couple of questions. The first one is actually on your good results. It's already a couple of quarters that your EBITDA margin is significantly above the margin corridor that you indicated in the past, 18-22%. So the first question is, how long do you expect to run your company at this sort of a peak profitability? And so when do you think when do you anticipate to go back to your historic corridor?
I mean, difficult question. We had as you can see on the page with the long-term margin development, we are now at the very peak of the three-year period. We had also very strong Q4 2015 and first quarter 2016. At least as far as we can see for the second quarter this year, we also expect very strong results. We have this impact from the, as we just mentioned, of the PM1 shutdown, but besides that, we have very strong market conditions. But as I mentioned in the outlook, towards the year end, we see the risk of increasing recycled container board prices, which would lead to a reduction in margin. But we don't see a major threat from our own container board and corrugated board market that there will be a significant drop or change in the market environment. So the basic market sentiment is quite good. And we hope that we can maintain high margins for a longer period. But the biggest risk in the short term view we see from the recycled paper price, because they are influenced by also political decisions, especially what happens with the trade war from the U.S. versus China or U.S. versus Europe. This can have an impact on the trade flows also from the recycled paper, and this could lead to a sudden increase in recycled paper prices also at very short notice. So it's really hard to say how long can we maintain an EBITDA margin level of, say, above 25%. But for the second quarter, we still see very good market environment.
But did you see anything on the horizon that might change the margin profile of this company in the coming quarter? Is there anything that you see coming that might have a significant impact on margins, or as things stand, your base case is effectively to maintain this level of profitability for the remainder of the year?
I mean, there are coming additional capacities on the containerboard side, but in the current situation, we rather see the risk of a undersupply rather than an oversupply situation. So this is not something we expect to change the market in the rest of the year. And the sale of corrugated board is highly related to the overall economic situation. So as long as there is no major shock from somewhere in the world, we don't see a significant drop in demand for corrugated board in the rest of 2018. In fact, the current markets are still very good. The overall economic situation is also very positive in all our corrugated board markets, so we don't see a major threat from the sell side or from our own market. As I just mentioned, the biggest risk is what happens with the recycled paper crisis.
Okay. My second one, if I may, is on a similar theme that has been discussed previously, is the phasing of your CapEx plan. My numbers I have around 535 million for PM3 and the other PWs. How much of that investment would you say in your budget is funded through your operating cash flow, and how much is actually funded through using your cash balance or adding debt?
I mean, we will use a significant amount of this of our cash in hand to finance the project. We will also use a significant amount from expected free cash flows until 2020. But besides that, we also have to add some additional debt to finance at least part of this expansion project. But the final amount which we need to add on external debt strongly depends on the free cash flow. If we have such a strong condition as we have in 2018, this will be very, very limited. But we have rather prudent assumptions for 2019 and 20 within our internal budget, because we don't want to build a paper machine on such an exceptionally good market environment. Therefore, we have also plans that have less favorable market environment, and in these cases, we also have to add additional external financing. But the precise amount is just dependent on the additional cash flows in 2019 and 20.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks very much.
We currently have no further questions. I'll hand back to you, Jürgen.
I think, Dr. Metz, you should follow with the JHH holding.
Yeah. We continue on page 22, where we have a brief overview regarding the first quarter of 2018, JH Holding. JH Holding is the holding company and majority shareholder of ProGroup AG. And as JH Holding's business performance is closely linked to ProGroup's performance, we only present a major difference to ProGroup on the following page. The net financial debt remained almost on the same level of 503 million euro as at 31st of March 2018, after 502 million euro as at 31st December 2017. Net leverage decreased to 2.4 as at the end of first quarter 2018, based on last 12 months EBITDA. With 2.4, we are now already slightly below our long-term target corridor of 2.5 to 3. This also represents an all-time low since the TikTok notes offering in the second quarter of 2015. We continue on page 23 with differences between the JH Holding and Pro Group consolidated figures. The delta in sales is related to the management fee to be paid from JH Holding to Pro Group. The EBITDA delta is the sum of the delta in sales and the delta of other operating expenses at JH Holding level, especially legal and accounting, consulting, and auditing. The delta in consolidated net income is the EBITDA delta plus the interest expenses on JH Holding level. So far for the information on JH Holding, are there any further questions on either JH Holding results or Pro Group results?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask any further questions, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad now. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, that's star followed by one on your telephone keypad now. We currently have no further questions registered. I'll hand back to you, Dr. Metz.
Okay, then.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Thank you very much. We are very happy to deliver a very good operational and financial performance, and thank you very much for your trust and confidence. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you also from our side, and bye-bye until next time.